this information is something that's going to be new to you and something you might not have heard before. And you might not get it right away. You might not understand it right away. But I understand. I understand because many people tried to share a message like this with me when I was growing up, and I didn't get it right away. And I didn't understand. But today, I understand what the Bible has to say about many topics that I never knew before. And it is my prayer that you will get this and you will understand this eventually. Now, the sooner the better. But even if it takes a long time, it's essential that you get this information, or at least an understanding of its information. One of the greatest things we have in life is free will. We have a choice. And when we're ever making a choice, it's good to have as much information as possible so we can make that choice the wisest choice possible, the best answer. And there are a lot of people out there that have heard many different things about the Bible. You might have heard many different things about Jesus, who I call Yeshua, that's his name, and we'll talk about that. But there's many different things we might have heard. You know, a lot of people that say, they said. Well, who's they? And a lot of people that say things have an agenda. And a lot of people, they will say things that are not facts, they're based on opinions. A lot of people say things based on feelings. But what does the Bible truly say? What's the true message of the Bible? Well, there's a lot of messages in the Bible. The Bible is a wonderful history book. Now, we could look at that from two ways. One way we could look at history, and the other way we could look at that is his story. It's a history book of Yeshua our Messiah, which many people refer to as Jesus Christ. And when we think about his story, who he was, what he did for us, and why it's essential for us to accept him as our Savior, we understand that time is running out, folks, and we have to make this decision. Like I said, sooner or later, but prayerfully sooner. Now, first, let's look at it from the history standpoint. Folks, a lot of people will say they don't believe something they've never seen before. How could I believe in Yeshua, Jesus, if I've never seen him, I've never met him? Well, you know what? I tell people, do you believe Abraham Lincoln was the president of the United States? And people say, of course he was. He was a president. Well, have you ever met him? Have you ever seen him? No. Have you ever seen a video of him? No. So how do you believe he was there? Well, it's factual evidence based on history that he existed. Well, folks, we have factual evidence based in the Bible, based in history, that Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah existed. And all the things that were written in the Bible about him happened. So if you believe in Abraham Lincoln or George Washington, that they were real, well, the same history shows us that Yeshua, our Messiah, Jesus Christ, was real as well. So, you know, the records are there. That's what the Bible is, the wonderful record book of what happened. I met a fellow once from Israel, and he said it's amazing that every time they would find a spot, an ancient artifacts of something, they would look in the Bible and it's exactly where they said it would be. So that was very impressive to me. Now, let's look at the other side, his story. His story. Do you know that the Bible says our wonderful Creator has to put us to death for our sins? He cannot justify us in our evil works. See, the Bible says that each man should be living a certain way, and most people aren't living this way. So the Bible says each person must die for their sins. Every single person in this world must die for their sins. It says in Proverbs, which means wisdom, Proverbs 17:15 says that a righteous judge cannot set free the unrighteous people. To him it would be an abomination. So if you go into a courtroom and you've done something wrong, and you know the judge is a good judge, you're going to be very fearful. You're going to say, I'm in trouble because I've done something wrong. And if that judge is a good judge, he has to judge me righteously. Now, if it's a bad judge and you're a bad person, you're going to feel great. You're going to say, I've done bad things, but there's a bad judge there. So he might just not do his job as well as he should and let me go free. But a good judge, you're in trouble. Well, our Creator is a very good judge. He's a righteous judge. And he gives people what they deserve. Even if We hear like, oh, he's a loving God and everything else. Yes, he is, but he doesn't, he can't, it's impossible. It says it's an abomination for him to set free the unrighteous. Each person has to pay for that penalty. Well, imagine you were in that courtroom, you've done something wrong, you're guilty, you were about to get the sentence, and somebody runs in and says, "Hold everything, hold everything. I'm the one that's guilty. I'll take the place of him," and they set you free. Well, in essence, that's what Yeshua, Jesus, has done for us. We were all sinful. We all had sin in our lives. We've all done bad things. But now Yeshua has come and he set us free so we could have another chance to live our lives righteously, another chance to understand and appreciate and accept what he did for us and who he is. He died for you, folks. Do you know anyone that would die for you or has died for you? Yeshua Messiah died for all of us so we could have another chance. And when he comes back, he's coming back for those that answered the call, for those that have said, I thank you and I appreciate and I also understand you are the true Savior. And when he comes back for the righteous, not for those that are unrighteous, he came once for us. Well, it might never have been presented to you this way, but now it is presented to you this way. We have a wonderful opportunity. It says in the Bible, "I know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope." So we all have a future and a hope when we follow our Creator's plan for us. And our Creator's plan for us is for us to live in a way where we follow His guidelines and instructions. That's what the Bible is, folks. It's a history book. And in that history book, it has a whole bunch of guidelines and instructions of how we should live our lives so we can be safe, so we can be joyful, so we can be wise, and we could also have a Savior and understand what He did for us. So the Bible is a book of guidelines and instructions. Now, these guidelines and instructions are called the Torah, and the foundation of the Torah is the first five books. Let me ask you this. If you go into a movie theater and you're late to the movie and you come in the middle of the movie, you're not going to know what's going on. So chances are you're going to ask the person next to you, "Well, what's going on?" And chances are that they don't know, but you're going to listen to whatever they say because they were there sooner than you. And you're going to accept what they had to say because you thought, "Oh, they were there longer than me. Maybe they know more." But the real way to understand what's going on is you go to the movie at the beginning and see it all the way from the beginning to all the way to the end. Well, the same thing happens with the Bible. Many people, when they pick up a Bible, they read it, they start in the middle, and they don't really know what's going on. The guidelines and instructions of our Creator, known as the Torah, are found at the beginning of the Bible, starting in the book of Genesis. As a matter of fact, in the Hebrew language, the word Genesis is Bereshit, and that means beginning. So you start at the beginning of the book, you go all the way through, and you can read this wonderful story, this historical record of everything that happened and how we should live to please our Heavenly Father and to see what He wanted us to do and to do it and understand what His plan was for us and is for us. You have a choice, folks. You can listen to man or you can listen to our Creator. In the Bible, it says our Creator knows every single hair on our body. He knew us in the womb when He formed us. He knew everything and knows everything about us. And He has a plan that's to keep us safe and to keep us healthy and to keep us joyful and to keep us on the right path. But the Bible says that the road is narrow and only few will go through that path because the world is different, living in a different way. The world is following the path of that goes against everything the scriptures talk about. It's the path of the world. And the Bible says you can't be in the world and please our Creator at the same time. We have a choice, folks. And as I said at the beginning of this video, our Creator has given us free will. In the Bible, there was a situation where they were presented with this choice. It says, "Today I come before you with a choice to choose life or choose death." And the people answered not a word. Folks, I'm telling you, there's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for Him or against Him. And I'm coming to you telling you about what Yeshua Messiah did for us And I'm saying, don't say not a word. Say a word. Say, yes, I will follow my Creator's way and His plan. I will accept Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ, as my Savior. And keep reading the book and find out from there how to live righteously, set apart and holy, different from the world's ways. It's a wonderful choice and a really important decision, folks. Because whether we like it or not, whether we want to know it or not, He's coming back. And I present this to you. If I'm wrong, and if the Bible's wrong about everything that's being said, and there are many different paths to get in the kingdom, there are many different paths to be saved, there are many different paths that lead to the same way. Well, you know what? If you follow the path that the Bible says, you can't be wrong, because there's many different paths. But what if there's only one path and only one way? Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus, as the Bible says. And what if you decide to take one of the other paths that say there's many ways? And what if you're wrong? Is your eternal life that worthless to you that you would put that on the line? I can challenge you and tell you, if you could read the Bible, you will not find one negative thing in there it tells you when it comes to how you should live your life. Not one. Some people think the Bible limits the way a person should live because it says, oh, you can't go out and do drugs, you can't go out and drink, you can't go out and do all these different things. Well, those things are not good anyway. It's not limiting us, it's freeing us. As it says in the Bible, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Folks, our Creator is waiting for you to accept Yeshua Messiah as the only path and the only way to be saved. As I said, you might be hearing this for the first time. You might have heard this many times. But when I was growing up, I never knew this. I never read the Bible. Nobody told me any of this. And I heard a lot of people saying a lot of things. And then I finally decided to read the Bible myself. And I couldn't deny it any longer. And I seemed like I was happy when I was growing up and things were good. But I had no idea the amount of joy that was waiting for me, and the amount of blessings that were waiting for me, until I read the Bible and accepted Yeshua as my Messiah. You know, folks, it says over and over again in the scriptures that if you follow my path, follow all my ways, not some of my ways, but all my ways, it says, all will be well with you. All will be well with you. There's wonderful blessings in store for those that are righteous and decide to follow this path. But then on the other side it says, if you deny my words and you deny my path, not only will not all be well with you, it says you will not get into the kingdom, but it also says we will spend eternity in hell. Folks, you have to understand, when you look at a clock on a wall and you see this second hand turning around and around and around, if you compare that to how much time there is in existence, maybe 5 seconds is the amount of time we're here on earth. And the other 24 hours on that clock is eternity. So where do you want to spend eternity? What's more important to you in life? Is it pleasing the world today, pleasing man today, and following man's ways, the world's ways? Or are you ready to come out of the world and accept Yeshua as your Messiah and secure your spot in the kingdom to know you're going to have eternity with Him? It's a decision that's challenging for some people to make, but the more you read the scriptures and you find out what our Creator has done for us and given Him us His only Son, who died for those who will answer the call, we come to see the decision is not that hard at all. The reality of the scriptures, folks, is our Creator loved us so much that He gave His only Son to die for us. To die for us. Death. He died for us. That's powerful. But the reality is also, folks, that He loved those who love Him, and He hates those who love sin. It says it all over the scriptures. Those that answer the call and accept Yeshua as Messiah and follow His way, He loves. But those that decide to reject His message, what you're hearing right now, the message of Scripture, it says He hates all workers of iniquity. Again, Today I give you before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. I ask you to get a Bible, open it, read it, and see what that Bible says. And I know it's going to be confusing at first when you first open it. And many people wonder, where should I start reading first? Well, I want to encourage you to read from the beginning, which is the book of Genesis, and read all the way through, just like a book. Take your time, go slow. And if you get a good Bible that has some good study notes, on my website I have some good translations that'll help people for when they first start reading it, because there are some scriptures out there that are quite confusing in the language they use. But a good translation with good commentary can help you understand what you're reading. Now, when I first got saved, I read the Gospel of John as the first book. And if you decide to do that, that will also be something good. Wherever you decide to read in the Bible, you're going to understand it eventually. You got to keep reading it so you get it. And you have to remember, though, when you start reading from the beginning go all the way through, if you walk into a movie theater and you walk in the middle of the movie, you're not going to know what's going on. You're going to be confused. And chances are you're going to ask somebody next to you, hey, what's going on? And they're going to share with you their opinion of what's happening. But what if they walked in late and you didn't know that? So now you have a whole bunch of people that doesn't know what's going on, advising a bunch of other people that don't know what's going on. The best way to understand what's going on for yourself is to get it at the beginning, read it from Genesis 1:1, take your time, question things you don't understand as you're going along, and then continue reading it as the history story that it is, his story. And then you'll get past the first books, the second books, then you'll get past the first five books of the Bible, which is known as the Torah. You keep reading, and then you'll finally get to the renewed covenant. You'll hear about Yeshua Messiah, about him dying for us, and then you'll hear about the things that are going to happen in the future in Revelation. And you're going to understand it quite well. When I first read the Bible, I read the book of John, the Gospel of John, and it says, know the truth and the truth will set you free. And I was a trapped person, and I was trapped, and I was suffocating, and I was lost. I had the same worries and fears of this world. But that all changed when I really started to really get serious about the Bible, and I couldn't read it fast enough, so I got it on a video, on an audio, and I would drive around town, and I would listen to the Bible on audio, and then I would read what I had just listened to, and I read it so much. And the most important thing you could do is pray to our wonderful Creator that He will open your eyes, and He will show you the truth. He will show you about Yeshua, the one people refer to as Jesus. He will show you what he was about, because really, that's what the Bible is. It's recounting his story, the history book of Yeshua, our Messiah, who died for us folks, so we can have life. So we got to think about that, because somebody did die for us, and people just don't let us know that enough. He died so we get a second chance. We get a second chance so we can repent, which means turn from our ways, and we could start doing things the way we should be doing. My friends don't even recognize me, folks, from the way I was living before this happened to me. But once this happened to me, you cannot not explain or understand the amazing feeling until you actually just trust in our wonderful Creator and let Him take over your life, and you decide to follow Him and hear His voice. It's the freest thing in the world. Like it says in the Bible, and like we spoke about today, repentance, which means to turn our ways and turn our life, repentance means refreshing. You know, we can't find it, folks, in drugs or alcohol or just the things of this world. No, it's repenting from our worldly lives, and our lives now become similar, or we start following the ways of the Bible. You know, that we follow the path of the Scriptures. The narrow path, that's the path we want to take. That leads to the narrow gate. That narrow path is the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And that narrow gate is Yeshua. Not one way, but the only way to be saved. The only way. And that's what it ultimately comes down to, folks. You either believe that or you don't. But if you believe that and you're correct, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. But if you don't believe that and you're incorrect, you're in great danger, folks. You're in great danger. So why not make the safe, wise choice and choose life? Choose Yeshua, the one we call Jesus. Choose His way, the only way. Now, you've been listening long enough, so you're probably serious about this. If you want to contact me via the website, you can go to TorahLifeMinistries.org, and I have a bunch of videos on there that talk about the scriptures. You can also contact me via the phone at 561-283-1707. I'm local in South Florida, West Palm Beach, and every Thursday night you can see us if you're in the area down at Clematis Street, doing some street evangelism. You can come meet us and say hello. Or if you're listening on the internet, you just contact the radio station and find out when this program is going to air each week and you could listen to it. And then in South Florida on WCNO Radio, where many of you are listening right now, every Saturday, that's the Sabbath, at 11:30 a.m. for a half hour, we'll be doing a new broadcast. You can listen to previous broadcasts by contacting the radio station you're watching this or listening to this on right now, whether it's the internet or 89.9 FM WCNO in South Florida. Folks, the time is now. I don't know or claim to know when the end times or the end of time will come, but I do know each day we're one day closer. And everyone eventually is going to understand that Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, is the Messiah and the only way. The reason I am out here telling you now is because some people are going to find that out when it's too late, and I don't want you to be one of them. And if I changed, anyone can change. Because there's no way in the world when I was growing up, if somebody told me that I'd be reading and teaching about the scriptures and letting people know about Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, there's no way I would have believed that. But when it happened to me, I couldn't deny it any longer, and it can happen to you as well. Folks, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to find people, to find friends that are believers, that follow the scriptures, talk to them about this, and understand it says in the Bible in Psalms 1, it says that the counsel of the wicked, you don't want to hang around that. You want to hang around the counsel of the wise, of the believers, of the followers. It says, blessed are those that hang around the counsel of the believers, and cursed are those that hang around and enjoy the advice of the wicked. And that's where we have a choice, and that's what it comes down to. Who do we let fill our mind? What information do we let fill our mind? Do we let it be with sincere believers of the scriptures? Or do we let it be with people of this world that we believe because maybe they're a family member or they're close to us, that they have something good to say? We have to understand what good and what bad is in this world. You know, because there are many people, including yourself. You might think you're a good person. You might think things you're doing are good. But really, what is good, folks? And what is bad? It's not up to each individual person to figure that out. It's up to our wonderful Messiah. It's up to our wonderful Creator. And He's given us a book to determine good versus bad. And what is good are the things that are righteous according to our Creator. And the things that His Son Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, told us to live by. And how He told us to live. The instructions and guidelines. The first five books of the Bible. Given them to us. People refer to that as the Ten Commandments. Well, folks, there's a lot more than Ten Commandments. But the Bible, it says, my commandments will not be burdensome, and if they love me, you will keep my commandments. We have to love our Creator so much where we desire to keep His commandments. There are many laws in today's world and today's society and the states we live in. Many more laws than there are in the Bible. And we try really hard to keep those. We desire to keep those. But we do it so we don't get a ticket. Well, I'm telling you, there are many guidelines and instructions, which some people refer to as laws, in the Bible. And we should have the strongest desire in the world to follow these. Not so we don't get a ticket, but so we're safe. So we're obedient. And so we know we have a great gift waiting for us. And we know that our Savior, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, did not die for any reason. That's why we follow this. We follow this because we know we're here on earth for a real short time, but we know eternity is forever. And we want to store up our treasures in heaven, folks. And when we live according to the Bible, that's showing our heart. It's showing that we have the right understanding and we're listening to the right instructions. Remember, folks, we are not saved by what we do. But because we are saved, we should do what our Creator told us to do. We're saved only by the blood of Yeshua Messiah, who died for us and took our place so we could be born again, which means to have a new life. And we know the truth, and now the truth has to set us free. How many of you listening today, folks, want to be free? Well, as we said in today's program, choose life, and you can have it. But with that choice comes a great responsibility. And also with that choice comes a great reward. The best reward you could ever imagine. And the great thing is, folks, it's your choice. And it's not a difficult decision to make. That doesn't mean your life is going to be wonderful and nothing negative is going to happen in your life. But we have to praise our wonderful Creator, understanding that things that happen in our life may seem negative to us, but really, everything is happening that our Creator let happen according to His plan. And if we praise Him in all things and thank Him in all things, even things that seem like tragedies, I promise you, you will be blessed abundantly and all will be well with you. How many of you listening right now would like all to be well with you? You can have that. You can make that right choice. By listening to today's program, you are on the right track. I thank you for listening today, and I encourage you to come back next week and listen as well. 11:30 a.m. on WCNO Radio 89.9 FM in South Florida, or if you're listening on the internet, wherever you heard this message, you can probably contact the station and find out when a new program will air. Please, again, contact me, 561-283-1707. If you have any questions or if there's anything you'd like to share, and also get to the website www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. That's Torah, T-O-R-A-H, LifeMinistries.org. Until then, everybody, have a great day and shalom, shalom.